Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Rick Lloyd is in here. You're kind of a semi-regular.
Good morning. Glad to be.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And we've got a lot going on at the Price Tower, and especially with the plaza. You've been having fun since things opened up a bit.
We sure have. I mean, what a great opportunity that the Tower Center, Unity Square, has provided the Price Tower and the community with that amazing green space. But then right next to it, you know, we've been able to turn, you know, kind of what was an unused part and a really not very often seen side of the building into an amazing outdoor dining experience that's just a beautiful place. Now, it's been hot, but a couple weeks ago when it was, you know, we had a whole week of 70s and 80s, it was a great place to be and still continues to be.
A mini October, as they say. Now, we did the grand opening.
Right.
About a month ago, I guess it was.
Yes.
And that was nice. That was pretty well attended. But the attendance I saw was migrating over toward the misters and migrating over toward sandwiches and cold beverages that
you
were providing over there at a nominal fee.
Which is nice, because really, it is open to anybody and everybody. We're open 7 days a week from 11 to 7. Mm-hmm. And when there is an event out at on the stage, like there was last Friday night, we stay open late and... You know, it's a great place to come. We've got nachos or, you know, flatbreads and great burgers and a couple of unique hot dog experiences. So, yeah, it's a great place for people to come and see and sit. We've got a number of parents who will come, let their kids kind of run around the park, and they can sit there in our space and keep an eye on them. But
you can see forever.
Yeah. So that's a great place for people to enjoy. In the shaded area, and like you said, we do have misters, so you know, that really helps for the parts that are not shaded. But we've got a number of tables that are under the actual canopy that was there for the covered parking, as it was back in the day.
I'm just going to ask this because I know that Chef Jordan spent some time in Chicago. Did he introduce Bartlesville to the Chicago hot dog, the Chicago style thing?
It looks
like it got a salad bar loaded on it.
Right. Yeah. It's a unique opportunity for people to kind of, you know, get something different. That, and his burgers are,
he
has a PB&J burger. It's got some, you know, peanut butter type sauce and some peppers on it. And it's just delicious. So folks can really take advantage of some unique burger.
Maria Gus. Yes. Recommends that highly.
Yes. Yeah. I just saw her out there last week as well.
And so she says, hey, if you're going to visit Bartlesville, visit over there by the plaza and get the PB&J burger.
Yeah. It's really good. It really is. Good times.
Oh, indeed. We've got a lot of events coming up here. First of all, we want to get into a little bit with Chef Jordan because he's really starting to show his stuff. He's the winner of our chef contest, which was great.
Yes.
The Right Chef.
So we had the third iteration of the Right Chef competition and ended in March, and he won and came here and kind of had to pivot on, you know, his menu selections because we went immediately to takeout only, and then we went to the plaza for, you know, some traditional, just, you know, casual dining. Mm-hmm. But we've opened up Copper on 15th. So we're, you know, he's back to his...
Back to his natural habitat. He's just going right at it.
And redoing and all. But he's doing all of the food on both Plaza downstairs and Copper on the 15th floor.
There's something special with wine going on, if I'm not mistaken.
So we had, a couple of weeks ago, we had a wine dinner. That was it sold out within about 3 days.
And
we had to limit it to about 40 people because we did have it in our gallery. But we set it at that number due to social distancing and those types of things. But we had a sommelier come in, and she talked about the different wines that were paired with seven small courses that Jordan had created. Mm-hmm. And it was just a great evening. People loved his food. He had a great dessert that kind of capped off the evening. And so he's putting together these once a month. And so we have our
wine
next
dinners
one.
Once a month?
Well, just a special dinner. Not all wines, but just a special dinner. And the next one is going to be August the 31st. And it's going to be that's a Monday. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a bourbon and cigar evening.
Oh, wow. That's
interesting. Yeah, we're partnering with Platinum Cigars. and they're going to come out, talk about their cigars, and we're going to have a bourbon steward who's going to come and speak about the different bourbons. If you're not a bourbon lover, that's okay. We'll have any, you know, other selections that you may choose, and we're going to have it on the plaza. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a great evening.
Nice outdoors, yeah.
Nice outdoors. It's going to start at... we're going to open it at 5, but dinner's going to start at 6. And so those tickets will go on sale this afternoon, and we will start selling that. And I think we'll probably be able to have a few more people just simply because the space is a little bit bigger and it's outdoors. But you don't want to wait to get your tickets. And this is for men and women. It's not when we first put this out, people were like, oh, well, this is just like a guy's night out. And, I mean, it can be, and that's great for you and your buddies if you want to come out and, you know, enjoy a good cigar and, you know, camaraderie. But I've already heard from several couples that both of them are going to come out. So
ladies enjoy a fine cigar too.
Yeah. And even if they don't, they'll enjoy the atmosphere. And, you know, if they like bourbon, it's always interesting to hear the elements to bourbon that, our steward's going to bring.
Yeah. It goes through quite a process to become what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is all at the Price Tower Plaza. We're talking here with Rick Lloyd today, and we've got a lot to go on to with this, out at the, not only at the plaza, but also at the Price Tower itself. And, boy, when you guys came back alive,
Well, you know,
pause, as they say.
Yeah. It gave us some time to kind of just think about what we're doing and mm-hmm. what we've got going. The you know, the elements that are important to us, but also that what we feel is important to the community.
Now, we've got the exhibit that's going on right now.
Yes, John Hammer. Mm-hmm. If you haven't come by and seen that exhibit, it's really amazing. He does great work. He's been around this part of the state for a number of years, and so that is, it's being extended through the end of August. We were going to have it end on the 15th, but have decided to extend it a couple of weeks just simply because we've got some events that are going to be kind of wrapped around that. And so we're excited to continue to have that. And it's free to the public.
And when it fits, it fits.
Yeah. Come by, take a look at it, enjoy, you know, it's 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Our gallery used to just be kind of open select hours and that kind of thing. And we really decided, you know, open the doors, let people come in, offer them as an opportunity to see the art, experience it, you know, do some things that are hands-on. We've got a kids contest that's ongoing now where kids can paint their own peculiar portrait, which is part of the John Hammer exhibit itself. And we've gotten some amazing entries already, but go online to pricetower.org and check out how to enter your kids in that. It's a great activity, and that ends on the 15th. And so it'd give your kids something fun to do. They can do it at home, and then they can bring them by and look at the gallery and, you know, present their versions of what their peculiar portraits are.
I'm glad you brought up the website because I took a look at it here not long ago. Mm-hmm. And that's had a little bit of an update.
Yes.
A little bit of a makeover.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it easy and accessible so that people can find what they're wanting to find. Most people locally are looking at the menus because they want to find out what, you know, if there's a special on or what time we're providing food, especially with the new plaza dining opening. You know, what are the menu items there? What are the times that that we're open there and those kinds of things. So, you know, that plaza is a great space. Monday through Friday, we're open 11 to 7, 8 o'clock on the weekends, and even later for our bar, stays open an hour later for that. But we're really trying to work our breakfast so that we open earlier in the morning. We have our hotel guests that have breakfast there as well, so we're trying to open that up to the public. So we're working on that as well. So, you know, with the COVID elements that this has brought to us, we're having to, you know, just kind of take steps into the direction that we're, you know, wanting to go, and kind of doing them in a methodical method is kind of our mentality at this point.
And it's been working out very, very well.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And the community has responded amazingly. And there's great opportunities for people to support the Price Tower. You know,
it is
a nonprofit entity that, you know, is only supported from people that access it and use it, whether they're touring it or staying there or eating there or becoming a member and making a donation and those types of things. We get no funding from any other source other mm-hmm. than those types of things. So we go for grants and we, you know, try to get as many people nationwide as we can to be involved in the Price Tower, but that's how we're sustainable. And, you know, as many restaurants and hotels and the travel industry have experienced, it is a trying time, and it's a trying time for the Price Tower as well. So any help and support that we can get from the community, we will greatly appreciate and continue the legacy that that has been almost 65 years in the making.
Speaking of which, I think a party is going to break out about the time we turn 65, huh?
Yeah, I kind of threw that.
Thanks for tossing the bone there.
Yeah.
Let's run with it.
Yeah, so next year is the 65th anniversary of the Price Tower's opening in 1956. So we're planning a year of celebration. We're going to have an entire year where we're dedicating our art gallery museum to Frank Lloyd Wright and the Price Tower, and just kind of bring a number of aspects of the construction of the Price Tower and the original versions of how it was used and then how it's used today, and kind of go through, bring out a number of our archives, furniture and drawings and the things that that pertain to the Price Tower, and really pay homage to the building, the construction, and those that were really the pioneers that made it happen. It's an amazing structure. And so we're excited about that. So it's going to be an all-year celebration next year, starting in January or February. February is the actual opening. So we're planning some big things next year.
Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a lot of fun. Now, we're coming up, you know, toward the halfway point of Chef Jordan. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but the Right Chef competition is coming up in a few months as well.
Yes.
And that's always a big to-do. Last year, I couldn't count the number of people who were there sampling.
Yes.
And the judging just had to be incredibly tough.
Yeah. You know, it's such an interesting time for us because we've got, you know, our annual fundraiser that we do in March, the gala.
Yeah.
And then we also have the chef competition that we do right around that same time. And, you know, with the situation that we're in with COVID, we're really trying to assess what do both of those huge events for us, what do they look like, and how are they going to take place in this environment that we are. So, you know, every other nonprofit is assessing that as well from a fundraising perspective, and how does that look? And I don't know what's going to happen by March when we have our plans for it, but we're going to try to place it to where, you know, we can do it as safe as we can and get the quality of chefs in that we've had in the past to, you know, to really select from. It's been an amazing opportunity for them, but also for us and our community and those that visit the Price Tower.
You know, you got a lot of creative minds there at the Price Tower, and those people who are on your board, I'm pretty sure it's going to wind up spectacular.
Yeah, yeah.
And safe.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah, so we've got we've got the venue reserved, and we're ready to do it. So we're going to just see how people feel, you know, with the restaurant industry taking the hits that it has. I think we're going to have a lot of opportunities for people that are going to be interested in taking this challenge on.
With the bourbon and cigar dinner that's coming up on the 31st,
yes.
I know that the tickets are going to go on sale later today.
Yes.
Is it just a phone call, or can you do that online?
You can do it online. We'll have a link online. It's going to be a 5-course offering, and there's going to be different types of bourbons that are going to be in between as well. Like I said before, we're partnering with Platinum Cigars, so they're going to be out there as well. Tickets are $75. It is considered a fundraiser, so you're going to get great food and wonderful camaraderie and an atmosphere that's, you know, no other in this community. But help us out. Have a good time. The folks that came out to the wine dinner, it was a really fun evening, and Chef came out, talked about his different foods, how he created them. People really have an interest. You know, we have a lot of at-home chefs, and so people have a real interest in how he makes things and where he comes up with his ideas and the creations of, you know, of his entrees. So he'll answer questions and talk about, you know, the creations of his foods. So it's American cuisine is what it's going to be on the 31st.
Rick Lloyd, thanks for being with us here on Community Connection, and good luck to everybody there at the Price Tower. Always a fun time.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and thanks for letting us come and talk about Price Tower. I appreciate it so much.
Always. All righty. It is 8:49. We've got more.